I'm Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Now, the BIS has come out and said a major crisis is upon us. Now, the BIS is the Bank of International Settlements. So before I get into this, I want to just kind of caveat that let's go between the lines on this, because we're going to connect the dots here a little bit on the big picture. This is all part of the big framework and the setup as far as what we would call the Great Reset. Many have discussed it. There is so much going on out here. It's unbelievable. I'm amazed what I'm hearing going over in Lebanon right now, how they're using pagers and things to blow up and very sophisticated stuff. I mean, I really feel strong that what's happening from the East isn't as strong as they think they are. They do have one thing, though. I mean, militarily, there is no doubt Israel, the United States, is pretty darn superior. I think Iran would be completely leveled if they even try something, and they know that. So I'm not overly concerned of major escalation of a kinetic war per se, but something still has to come. They still have this agenda that they've laid out in the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, on bringing us all under this umbrella. I know the pandemic treaty is a big part of it. They know once they get that pandemic treaty signed, which, you know, I know Harris will be signing it. I know Trump will not. That's it alone right there should be something people should be focusing on. But that would give the United Nations basically through a declaration of emergency, which anything and everything can be declared emergency. We saw how they would do it already through the pandemic. We know what they're going to do. They will declare emergency in every aspect from guns and on, and the United Nations will then have sovereign authority, the World Health Organization, mandate vaccines, take our guns. You can just see the writing on the wall. Our constitution will be completely gone at that point. I think this is really the ultimate goal and where this is trying to go, but let me get into this BIS, because I found it interesting that the BIS is commenting about this. And to me, the BIS commenting is everything. Most obvious, they say, major crisis in the world history is approaching, but yet few understand it. The BIS is warning the financial system is prone to repeat episodes of volatility, like the one that rippled across the markets in August during this, it was a popular hedge fund strategy that ended up collapsing. But the fact that the BIS is getting involved, I'm telling you, there's dots to connect here. There's more than just the BIS. Now, remember, the BIS is the central bank of central banks. They are the unaccounted for. They're under no country laws. They have their own police force. If anyone were to put the BIS in a category, it would be that they are the one world government or the one world financial body, to go along with the Council of Foreign Relations, who's really running the show as far as for destruction of all of these countries in the West and trying to change the sovereignty of nations and bring in the clowered pavan chaos type of thing. But the fact that the BIS is getting involved in making these comments, I find very, very interesting. So here they go on to say, we should be under no illusion. This is not the first and will not be the last turbulence in the market. And this is coming from Claudio Borio, which is head of the Monetary and Economic Department at the BIS. And this is in a press conference. He was saying it, or Claudio. Yeah, I was thinking that's a guy. Maybe it's a girl. I really don't care. But it is part of a bigger picture. And it's all about the inevitable withdrawal symptoms that the market has suffering from transitioning away from an extraordinary period of exceptionally low interest rates and ample liquidity. And what they're really trying to say with the words speak is that the system in the West is done. Europe, NATO, the United States, we are so financially just about broke. We're printing $1 trillion every 3 months, and it's going parabolic, meaning straight up. We're losing control of it. And so they're kind of getting ahead of the narrative that this is happening. Let's not have the illusion that this isn't just standard business. And then they go on to say, a recession is coming, which we're already in the United States, and a few rate cuts are not going to prevent it. But yet they're doing the rate cuts. And as I did in my last podcast, I showed how they put almost $700 billion into the market just to prop up the market for the election. But these rate cuts that they just did today, it's not going to change. It's going to keep the markets moving. It's going to make people think it's okay. But listen to what they're saying. Don't fall for the illusion that everything is okay. Wait till I show you this graph of how disconnected the system is. They go on to say that every single one of us now believe there's a recession. And well, except the mainstream media, right? And that's exactly the opposite of what the market believes. I'm going to show you the actual chart for this. Now, this is from Gary Evans. He's a research chief strategist and a global asset allocation telling the squawk box in Asia. So the world is clearly understanding that we are at the end of this financial system and cycle. What we're dealing with is this fourth turning event. Are we going into a slave state, Marxist, communist type of control, or are we going to take back freedom and stand on the Constitution here? And will Europe have a chance to even take back their farming and maybe still have a culture to live in? But they know this is coming. Everybody knows it's coming. Here is the chart that explains the breakdown of what we, the people, believe is going on, what the market says, and what the Federal Reserve is saying. Look at this. The dark blue line is what the S&P 500, what the market is saying that the federal fund rate should be. They're talking about 2.5%. So you want to talk about lowering rates. They lowered a half a basis point, 50 basis points today, but the market's saying, no, it's going down to about 2.5% on interest. Now, that would be good for a lot of people if you want to refinance or move housing for the last time, but talk about inflation. But look at the light blue line below. That is the implied Fed fund rate, which right now we're at the around 5% range, and they did lower 50 basis points. This is a big deal. The markets are standing firm that there is a lot of interest rates coming. One problem, we're printing $1 trillion every 3 months. They pulled liquidity out, almost got us to a double-digit unemployment, Great Depression, and now they're just skyrocketing liquidity back into the system, which could fake it out. But the bottom line is we're at a bubble of all bubbles of epic proportion. And the fact that the BIS is saying it, on the other end in the United Nations, you have them discussing the pandemic treaty, which will take over sovereignty, destroy our rights as constitutional rights that we supposedly have. Pretty amazing stuff. And let's not forget this quote. Now, this is where we're connecting the dots. We have the BIS telling us a major crisis is coming. These interest rates lowering them will not stop it. And let's not forget what this guy said. Yeah, that's right. Klaus Schwab at the Economic Forum. The pandemic represented a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. Their worldview and what they want, downright Luciferians, is not what the people want. They're talking about digital ID, digital currency, forced vaccination, complete slave state, telling us what we can and cannot buy, when we can and cannot do it. And that is going to be an epic battle to reach. But they're doing it. They're laying out the groundwork and they're telling us. So what took place today was the rate cut. The Fed rate cut was a 50 basis point cut. And we all know that are in finance that that is a red flag. They're cutting the rates because they know we're in recession. They're just rigging the numbers. They're telling us inflation is low enough so they can do it. But is it? We show this often. When we use the real measuring of inflation, the real economic data, and you take it from Shadow Stats, which is a government statistical site, you get 12% inflation currently. Now, most of your financial talk is, that's the blue line there above. That is the actual 1980 basis of how we measure inflation. That is the real inflation right now, right now. And then they're going in and adding a hundred, these numbers are getting astronomical, right? A trillion every 3 months. And now they're going to lower interest rates. That is the biggest picture of what's coming. When you connect the dots with the Bank of International Settlements telling us a major crisis is coming, you know, the World Economic Forum, the Council of Foreign Relations, what their goal is in destroying the entire Western civilization and culture so they could bring us into a slave state. This is the ultimate goal. Now, they tried the pandemic. That failed. But believe you, they learned what worked and didn't. So you can't count that out because they're coming back at us. They're setting it up. Something is coming because 12% real inflation, you have all the major talking heads telling you that the inflation rate now is down to like 3 or 4% and everything's much better so they can lower the interest rates. Unbelievably rigged against us like you can't believe. Now, I would recommend taking advantage of them if they do lower down to 2.5% and refinancing or moving homes. Get it done because it's not going to last. Everyone in the world knows we're walking into not only a major recession, but a worldwide potential depression. Why you're seeing increased activity towards a kinetic World War III, why we're walking into all of this trouble with Israel and all the other stuff being set up in the United Nations, because make it real clear and know it's this right here and why gold and silver is so valuable, why you know the amount of money printing that's coming, because you're going to see this cycle change quickly. This is the S&P index, commodity index versus the S&P 500. Look how low on the right we are today. We are lower than in 1970 on commodities. Now, commodities are cheap right now, but yet everything is so expensive, isn't it? Think about that. Gas is almost double where it was when Trump took over. Food prices, everything is expensive because the currency has been printed into the stratosphere and doesn't buy the same and never will. It cannot be fixed. It has to be, I say, controlled demolition and recreated into something new. And the powers to be know that. That's why they're walking us into this. They're why they're warning us. They're just setting up the psychology to get us ready for whatever that shoe is dropped. Now, right now on that chart, it is amazing to me. We are literally below 1970 on the commodities index compared to the value of the S&P. That is going up. As you can see, the three periods we had there in the 70s and back in 2008 and then the 1990s in the middle, we are walking into a commodity super cycle. It's going to last for years. Things like copper are going to be good investments. Obviously, gold and silver. There's no doubt within the next 3 or 4 years, gold will easily be seeing $5,000 or more, and silver will easily be well over $100 to $200. But it's all the other commodities that are going to be the issue and why you need to reallocate and pay attention to. Now, this is not taking into account any systemic issue taking place, meaning an increase in a potential World War III or another biological weapon released and a pandemic is started or some major cyber pandemic that shuts down the internet. You tack that into this equation and you want to talk about escalating prices, why it is so important to be properly diversified and be hedging against what's coming and not be so all into this market system, because even the BIS is telling you, don't be fooled. We know we're in recession. We know where we're at. And if we're going to have any chance of changing this, we better get smart business people in that White House. And currently, right now, that is the farthest thing that is in there. And I don't know, do the American people really see it? I just hope so. because the BIS is telling us World Economic Forum is planning it, and they're escalating potential long-range missiles into Moscow. How do you think this is going to turn out? So continue to get prepared. Do it with peace, but continue to prepare and pray for sure. But the way I look at it is preparing is never going to hurt you. And let's just hope for the best. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.